Well, everyone, it's another edition of Stunt Granny Audio. This is Jeremy, for those of you who forgot what I sounded like, along with Kevin. Hey, man, what's going on?
Oh, you know, I'm just trying to stay the fuck awake.
Yeah.
God, I got plenty of sleep last night, and it's fairly early for us to start recording, but for some reason, I don't even know if I want my sippy time beer right now. I'm just ready to, like, turn it in after we're done with this.
Well, that's fine. Then I'm used to being stuck doing these, so. All right. But, yeah, it's been a long time for me. I think it's been almost 2-3 weeks. I didn't even realize it until now. Anyways, we're just going to cover pretty much one story because we've given it a little bit of coverage, and that was Kevin's posting about Coachman getting, neutered on live TV, which was just awesome to watch. Of course, we're talking about the whole WWE versus the Denver Nuggets NBA playoff situation that's been resolved by now, so now it's fun to look back on it in hindsight. For those of you who don't know what happened, basically WWE had an event Monday, Monday Night Raw, at the Pepsi Center in Denver, and the NBA playoffs decided they were going to have a game there on Monday, and for a change, the Nuggets were actually that far along in the playoffs, so it actually affected it. And then all chaos ensued, which has been a whole lot of fun to read about and watch.
Yeah, it's like we have really been starved on the tabloid front, really, for the WWE and really TNA. Nobody's done anything stupid recently.
Yeah.
And Eric did get another post up mentioning the relocation to Los Angeles there, too.
Oh. Yeah, shows you the last time I checked this thing.
Yeah.
Really? Oops.
Oh, and this is the thing that I wanted to check out, too. Just because I didn't check out the post when I had seen the headline because I was kind of in the middle of writing mine. When I see that Vince McMahon has a senior moment during his ESPN interview with Jonathan Coachman.
Yeah, he starts calling it World Wrestling Federation.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. And Coach doesn't say anything. Unless someone was, like, in Vince's ear in the background, I'm sure that person got fired. But,
okay.
But anyways,
I was wondering. I was like, huh? I thought he was talking about that gigantic pause at the end before he acknowledged that someone was even fucking interviewing him.
No.
Some guy that used to work for him for 5 years or something like that.
Yeah, that was not the senior moment. That was Vince going, "You're a dick for leaving the WWE." That's what. And I don't take you seriously whatsoever. That's quite possibly one of the funniest things I've seen in a while, only because, just the history behind it. And ESPN chose Coachman just because of that.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Yeah, and, you can just see like one of the production meetings. All right, Coach, you're in good with Vince, so we'll have him on with you. And Coach is like, fuck that, man. All that the guy ever did was yell at me. Are you crazy? He's like, well, I guess I'll do it since I'm the new guy in the totem pole. And, I'm no Neil Everett yet, so.
Oh, my God.
Right. the entire situation.
Oh, that's just a brutal statement.
the entire situation is just funny in and of itself. I mean, who saw the Denver Nuggets getting this far in the playoffs? Who knew Denver had a basketball team?
There was that part. The fact that, all they needed to do, and I even mentioned this right before we got recorded, or started recording here, the Eastern Conference game is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All the Nuggets management needed to say was, oh, by the way, we have an event scheduled for Monday already. And if they shift everything one day, if they put the Eastern Conference game yesterday and the Western Conference game today, that shifts everything a day, and then they end up playing in fucking Denver for game 4 on Tuesday instead of Monday.
Yep.
Like, that's all that fucking knucklehead needed to do. They would have been like, oh, okay, we'll just, play the East first and then the West. No big deal.
Yeah, but you're still dealing with the arrogance of, like, an entire, like, basketball league, though. They're not about to, curtail themselves and allow anybody else to get in the way of what they want to do. I mean, this is the same league that convinces us that they're strong, that everything's strong when attendance is down. All of their stuff is on the cable TV for the playoffs, except for, I think, some games on ABC. But, so, I mean, there's an arrogance about the NBA that wasn't going to allow a switch anyways. And it may sound like I'm taking WWE's side in this, but, it's just the NBA in general. There was no way they were going to do that. Just absolutely no way.
Oh, no. I mean, once they were scheduled, I didn't expect them to do it. I'm just saying that the ownership in Denver really just should have mentioned it, and it would have never been an issue.
Well, no, that's what I mean. I'm saying even before this.
You're saying the NBA would have done it just to be a bunch of idiots?
Yeah.
Even though they knew it was scheduled there?
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. They're just embarrassing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That really wouldn't make any sense to me, but...
No, but
okay.
No, of course it wouldn't. Well, because the NBA... Well, just like WWE is acting towards the Denver owner. It's like, they're taking a holier-than-thou attitude. And, I mean, the NBA were actually played pretty much pussbag in this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're like, well, we made our schedule... I mean, and who knows? They could have actually said, yeah, we've got an event. And the NBA is like, well, you deal with it then. I mean, it's not like the NBA has exactly a wonderful playoff schedule anyways, where game one will be on a Monday and game two will be on a Thursday, and they're in the same city. I mean, this isn't exactly a league that's got it figured out, although they get every game on TV. Well, who gives a fuck? They're all boring anyways. So,
you could say that about another league, too. So, I'd suggest you stop before I beat you through the headset here.
Well, are you talking about the NHL?
Yeah.
Well, what? The...
Why do you think I'm not watching a game right now, motherfucker?
Yeah, that really didn't make any sense. Well, because they want to have...
They're not only doing it once, they're doing it twice. They're all on Versus. They're not on NBC at all.
Yep. Well, because Pittsburgh didn't pull in any ratings for their games. That's why. I mean, they didn't. That entails the problem. You put the Wings in Chicago on, and they're expecting it to draw on NBC. I don't agree with it, but also having then, and you know what? We talk about this every 3 days. It's dead horse, but it's just the NHL being on Versus is a shit prospect, anyways. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. But no, I mean, I just think, there were plenty of ways to avoid this. And the NBA should have stepped in and said, look, this is how it's going to be. I mean, but instead they just slowly backed out of the room. It was like, oh, you guys handle it. Cause
they really should have thrown down the hammer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm guessing that they're worth slightly more than $1 billion, no matter how much we can... like it. You know, we can like it all we want to, but I'm guessing that they're worth a bit more than the WWE is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like David Stern wants to get into a big mud-slinging thing with Vince McMahon. I mean...
Which is probably why he decided to back out of it.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking, is he just told everybody, he's like, look, these guys are going to pretty much do the lowball thing. And really, I mean... Vince goes on ESPN, and really, I took it all with a grain of salt. I mean, I don't know if Vince was trying to cut off the jokes, I guess. I mean, because he was like, yeah, the only way to handle this is a steel cage. Because, all the dumbass, cliche sports announcers, that's the only thing they're going to say is, well, maybe he should just go out there and hit him with a folding chair. And,
Yeah, no, he was definitely, I said in the article, he was fucking intentionally hamming it up.
Yeah.
I mean, you could tell that he was irritated by the whole thing, but he also knew, just like, the new article about them moving to L.A., I think it kind of says it perfectly.
What does it say? Do you remember? Do you have it in front of you? Because I don't.
I just pulled it up here. Oh, shit. They fucking reformatted the article in between the first time I read it and this one, motherfucker.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nothing like doing it on the fly. All right.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, this is a completely different and longer article.
Oh, shit. All right. Anyways.
Well, I mean, it's not like a really long article, but I'm just trying to find out the...
Well, I mean, it... While you're looking, I'll just tell some jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, this is just pissing me off now.
I'm just going to put a nice little musical interlude right here. Yeah. Oh, God. No. The entire situation just got really, really ridiculous. And as soon as Vince McMahon knew he could get any sort of publicity on this, he was all over this. I mean, he got to be on ESPN. All the, like, little different talking head shows on ESPN were covering it. I mean, they had First Take on ESPN2, Mike in the Morning, just all this stuff. And he knew it was going to get his name out there. And secondly, it was going to get WWE's names and initials out there.
Yeah.
So
I think they took out the quote from Kroenke, actually.
Yeah.
That it was, and it was basically that. They were saying exactly that.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, they were just...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't... And then Vince, oh, man, trying to... Yeah, because, they took the quote out. But Vince's response was, I didn't want this publicity. They threw me out, so what are we going to do? We have to garner some degree of publicity.
Yeah. He's definitely of the school that, like, any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in a sense, though, I do see Vince's complaint. Because they're saying that they booked it back in August of last year. Which, wow, that's a long time out. Then they still had and finalized contracts back in April. Well, it's like, hey, listen, and I agree with Vince that it's a bad business move. Because you should have said, you know what, we've got to change this. Because there's a distinct possibility that we're going to need that for our basketball team. As crazy as it sounds.
Well, you can do that. But, I mean, I'm going back to the point that you work around it. Like, and I'll go back to the NHL because if the Flyers hadn't been a bunch of fucking knuckleheads and lost to a New York Rangers team the last day of the season that had fucking nothing to gain from winning the game, aside from telling Philly to go fucking shove it and go to Pittsburgh for their first game in their playoff series, they had already scheduled a Fleetwood Mac concert. Because the series ended up starting on a Wednesday. I don't know which day, the date was exactly. But they started on Wednesday in Pittsburgh, but had Philly won that game or even fucking tied it or lost it in overtime, it would have started on Thursday in Philly because the Fleetwood Mac concert was already scheduled for Wednesday.
I gotcha.
So, I mean, I guess that's why I brought up that other point, is just because I remember them mentioning that, and I mean, you know, it was all of a month ago, you know? I mean, sometimes these places have to schedule around events. The person in charge should really be telling the authority that is scheduling the games and mapping out the TV schedule, you know, that they have an event there. I mean, I guarantee you Versus would have been there for the first game of the Philly-Pittsburgh series on Thursday instead of Wednesday in Philly had they bumped it, you know? I mean, granted, Versus isn't nearly as big as TNT or ESPN, but still, you know, it wouldn't have been a big – you know, it wouldn't have – to me, I don't think it would have been a big deal, and I don't think the NBA would have been a bunch of dicks and said, oh, yeah, since we see that Raw is scheduled on Monday night, we're going to schedule our basketball game then too. You know, they would have said, oh, okay. that's there. So let's, you know, like I said, switch the dates. You know, Western Conference starts the second day of the playoffs. The Eastern starts first, and, you know, no problems.
Yeah. Well, you also have to remember, though, the NHL was pissed off at Mellon Arena for a hold-in SmackDown during the playoffs, too.
Oh, were they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was another big NHL there, because they were specifically told not to schedule. I mean, especially you're Pittsburgh. You know you're getting in the playoffs. I mean, it's a pretty safe bet now and for the next few years.
Fuck, how did I even get to miss that story?
Yeah, that was it was kind of a small one because it didn't interfere too much. But it was because Yanni was the big part of it that got them delayed. That's why they had those back-to-back games. That was another reason that they had the back-to-back games with Washington.
See, the only reason I read the back-to-back games was because the CBC doesn't broadcast 10 o'clock games as hockey night in Canada.
Well, CBC can suck a fat one. I mean,
they
do.
Honestly, that's... No, they ended up playing. No. The hockey night in Canada. I guess they can have a doubleheader, but like in the playoffs. No, seriously, that's what I read. That's what I thought that the main reason was.
Oh.
Completely honest, I hadn't read anything about Yanni.
Yeah.
And now that kind of makes sense when people were making those jokes. Like I had no idea what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, there was a Yanni concert that was already scheduled in the NHL, and then. They were supposed to do something else, but SmackDown was in the way. And that's why the NHL was pissed off, because they're like, you're not supposed to be scheduling these sort of things. And I don't know, I guess...
That's kind of stupid, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure... It's fucking Yanni, first off.
Yeah.
But.
Well, hey, that shit's popular, man.
Evidently.
No, I guess when you've got... I guess the Nuggets... only recourse in this is that they do not have a history of success. I mean,
they don't usually
get out of the first or second round. So getting into the finals, I mean, the finals of your conference is rather unheard of. But they also didn't, I mean...
That, they started off piss poor this year.
Yeah, well, it's because it's because Detroit gave them Chauncey Billups. That's why. It's the only fucking reason they're doing any good.
Yeah.
God, that's still... That's an irritating trade. Anyways...
Yeah, I can't believe it. Allen Iverson
didn't
help
work
community.
Out. What a fucking shock!
Yeah. I'm shocked that there's team unity in Denver after he left. Just shocking.
Well, I still say it's all because of Chauncey, because he's awesome. I'm sure this is what Vince is talking about. The business part is they didn't have any clause or provision in the contract saying, "Hey, look. If something comes up, we have to bump you." And, I mean, WWE had a rightful spot in saying, this is our scheduled slot. And I'm sure they're gonna get money out of this, and there's going to be some sort of lawsuit. But then, now that the owner of the Nuggets is saying that they actually agreed to something different, but then Vince, you know, sideswiped them and took everything to L.A. with them. And not only Raw, but they also took the house show that was supposed to be in Colorado somewhere as well. And I don't know. I guess this is a world that you and I, and I guess most of the readers, wouldn't understand. Because it's all just almost like I kind of liken it to the Old West. Everyone just keeps calling their bluff until someone finally draws. And in this case, it was Vince McMahon that just said, well, fuck it, we're out of here. We can go to L.A., which may hurt ticket sales, though. I mean... they've only got tomorrow, what, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
They don't have much time
at
all. And, I mean, if they just would have stayed there, they had the 10,000 people, and they...
Yeah.
You know, end up recording it on Sunday and... instead of Monday. That's the other thing. At least that's what I had seen initially, is that they had it scheduled for, they were going to do it for Sunday, was kind of the revised contract.
Yeah.
And it's just like, do you really need to have it on Monday live? Like, seriously?
I mean, and trust me, your show's not going to be any more interesting, I mean, or any less interesting. Well, any less uninteresting. That's what I was going for. I like how he said, well, it's Monday Night Raw. How many times have you recorded and played? I mean, it's also called Friday Night SmackDown, and you record it on Tuesday. So shut the fuck up. Just and that's just. I mean, that's just Vince posturing, which I mean, it's fine. Well, I understand, but the whole situation is just funny. I mean, it's because the media just allowed Vince to use them. I mean, they're still getting publicity that.
Yeah,
they
mean,
shouldn't be.
Fuck, I mean, they don't have enough going on right now, really. I mean, with both the NBA and NHL, you know, winding down and not having nearly as many games in the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
There isn't that much. Baseball, we're maybe a quarter of the way through, or about a quarter through the season.
Yeah, maybe.
So, I mean, you know, there's really, you know, it's like, okay, games are being played. Like, you know, everyone's fine. They know it's happening. But it's kind of like hard to, we're in a pennant race or anything like that, you know? I mean, you've at least got to wait until the halfway point to even try and make big stories or start going, oh, this guy's a potential MVP even.
Yeah.
So they've got another month. So, I mean, the media needs fucking something, too.
Yep.
So it's like, oh, well, fuck.
Yeah, I mean,
Vince is good for sound bites, so let's throw him out
there. This crazy old man.
Let's throw him out there for a couple of days.
Yeah. So, I mean, and even likening to what you were talking about, I mean, that's why we get these things in, like, mid-April. What's wrong with the Red Sox? Or is it too late for the Red Sox to recover? Or Yankees or whatever else? It's like, oh, Jesus Christ. It's the third week of the season. Settle down. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, exactly. We're stuck between crazy old Vince giving interviews, or what's wrong with the Yankees?
Or David Ortiz, who gives a shit.
And there's 3.5 months left in the season. It's just like, okay, really? I mean, I think that maybe the problems can be solved in somewhere in the next 3.5 months.
Well, actually, we got four. June, July, August, September, and part of October. I mean, it's even that makes it even worse, actually. You've got four and a half
months. 3 months for the regular season. October is all playoffs, really. I think they've started sneaking in maybe the tail end of the regular season games, the very beginning of August.
Yeah, just ridiculous, though. And that's why I can't stand watching the SportsCenter. It's just, it's all horseshit. Speculation, like when they call cold. My favorite one, the Coors Light Cold Hard Facts. And then they ask a question, and the guy's like, I think. And I was like, that's not a fact. That's an opinion, asshole. It's like, Jesus Christ. Anyways, we can do a whole audio show about how SportsCenter sucks, and it could go on for 8.5 hours.
Yeah,
but yeah,
the fact that Neil Everett is actually in line before Jonathan Coachman is just fucking sad, really. I don't even think that's I'm pining for the days of, because, you know, it's actually fucking funny and they covered mostly sports at that point.
Yeah, that's all they covered. That's what I liked about it. And now, I mean, I don't mind the rare human interest story. I mean, because sometimes they nail it, and you're like, wow, that was actually really cool, and I would have never heard about this before. But that's what they have Outside the Lines for. I'm watching something called SportsCenter, I want to see sports. I want to see highlights. I don't care about some guy that got fired because his women's basketball team beat somebody 100-0. Who gives a shit? The other team sucked, and they deserve to get their asses handed to them. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, the one thing I can't stand is you're watching the game or you're watching the highlights and it goes from 1-1 to 9-8 and they show the guy getting a save at the end. And you're like, how the hell did it get to 9-8? You didn't show one damn highlight of this. So all's well that ends well. So now WWE is going to be in L.A., and they've got 5 days to sell tickets, and I don't know. I'll be curious to see what happens on Monday, how crowded that place is going to be. Because
I mean, you've got to think that they're going to do some type of, cheaper promotion just to get people there, honestly. You know, I mean, I can't imagine they're going to sell tickets straight up, especially on this. I mean, they might. I mean, fuck, I mean, you know, have at it, I suppose. But,
yeah.
You know, I would think that's going to be a hard sell.
I would think so, too. And I was about to say, especially because the Lakers are going to be playing, but L.A. sports fans are horrible, so it doesn't really matter.
Not Lakers fans.
You don't think? I mean...
They're sold out all the time. Yeah, I mean, just because they can't support a football team doesn't mean that they're a bad basketball town.
Or they show up three innings late and leave three innings early for a baseball game.
Hey, fuck, there's a reason there isn't a basketball team in Pittsburgh. It's because it didn't get fucking supported. Give a shit less.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't think there's going to be... Well, I think also the event is at 5:30. I mean, they're doing it live, so there's plenty of time to get home before the basketball game is really in full swing, too.
Oh, yeah.
It'd almost be interesting for WWE to say, hey, all right, hey, look, since... I mean, they're not taking the stage down because SmackDown's going to be there the next day. So it'd be cool if WWE was like, you know, for appreciation for letting us come here. I mean, obviously they're paying the building or whatever. But for letting us come here and for you guys showing up, knowing what's happening. And I don't think this is legal, actually. But just show the game on the TitanTron.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not legal, but it'd still be fun.
Well, it depends. It might be legal.
No, there is some rule or law or whatever against that. Because I was always wondering why, like, if the Tigers games, like, when the Wings were in the playoffs or whatever, they wouldn't be showing, like, the game after the game was over. Why the hell they wouldn't show the game? And I guess it's something to do with, like, blackout restrictions and blah, 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 blah. All that fine print that we don't get to read at the end of the broadcast. But,
gotcha.
I mean, that's how I always understood it. I could be wrong since I didn't look it up, so.
Well, no, I just know that, like, Versus was letting the Penguins air the games outside Mellon Arena.
That's true. Buffalo did that, too.
But NBC won't allow them. Like, it kind of it depended upon what station they were on. So, you know, maybe because it was usually on a major network, that's why it wasn't allowed.
Yeah, all right. That could be it, then. Yeah. So, yeah, so they've already planned a 10-person main event, and then I think...
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, it's, you can never put it past Vince not to turn himself into a Raven 5-year-old. So, and I'm sure that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that was, because I didn't even realize that, like, because I went back and watched Raw because I did go and watch the Penguins game down at Timmy's place. And, yeah, I wasn't paying attention at first, and they start, oh, well, if I would have watched it Monday night, I would have had no clue that there was a problem with the Nuggets, because I did, like, it was about 5 minutes in, I think, they started ripping on the Nuggets one way or another. And I never would have had a clue on Monday night. I'm like, what the fuck is the deal here? I probably would have checked the news on Tuesday morning and went, oh, that's what's happening. So, yeah, and then, God, even Matt Stryker was taking some swings there for ECW last night.
Well, they always do.
Yep. So, yeah, raving 5-year-old, that's Vince McMahon. He loves his potty humor.
Yeah, always has. I mean,
yep, no getting around it.
But, well, at least that's over, which also brings us to the end of our little audio, too.
Yeah, which
so.
Has probably gone a shit ton longer than we ever expected.
That's all right. It's been a while, so what the fuck. So, only about 30 minutes. Not too bad.
Not too bad for a single subject.
Yeah. So, I'm going to get out of here. So, everyone, have a good weekend, and I'll get at you next time.
Okie doke, grandkids. Well, I don't know. Maybe this rabbit discussion woke me up a little bit, so it's time to go get a sippy time beer. Night.